today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the answer of this question. Why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him?
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Today is Monday, 28th of Zulhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 26th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, 17th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Al-Fajr, verses 6 to 14.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ.
Have you not considered how your Lord dealt with Ad?
إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ.
With Iram, who had lofty pillars.
الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ.
The likes of whom had never been created in the land.
وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ.
And with Thamud, who carved out the rocks in the valley.
وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ.
And with Pharaoh, owner of the stakes.
الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ.
All of whom oppressed within the lands.
فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ.
And increased therein the corruption.
فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ.
So your Lord poured upon them a scourge of punishment.
إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ.
Indeed, your Lord is in observation.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The following verses contain some meaningful oath about the punishment of the transgressors, of which a few powerful ancient nations are referred to, each of which had great authority in their own right, but were arrogant and went astray. They did not believe and disobeyed Allah, and these verses illustrate their painful destiny to show the pagans of Mecca and other similar nations, who were probably much weaker than them, to understand and their own status and awaken them from their neglectful sleep.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way,
And the continuation of answering to this nice question, why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? In this episode of today's special, we learn commemorating the nobles and religious leaders and visiting the graves and tomb of the heroes have been a good custom, one that has been practiced by various nations. Among them, the chief of the martyrs and leader of freemen, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, is like a glamorous son whose name and memory should be revived and remembered befittingly. There are so many sayings from the infallible leaders about the significance of visiting the tomb of Imam al-Hussein, the grave of Imam al-Hussein in Karbala. In fact, it can be said that those noble and divine leaders took advantage of every opportunity to encourage people to visit luminous grave of the chief of martyrs, peace be upon him. It was as though the imams were committed to persuade people to visit and remember Imam al-Hussein in Karbala. Not only did this create spiritual and intellectual union with the imam, but it was also a kind of campaign against the tyrant and the unjust rulers.
If it were not for the sacrifice of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, Islam would not have reached us. At least the Islam of Rasulullah would not have reached us. We would have had the Islam of Muawiyah and Yazid. That's what would have been reigning today, my dear brothers and sisters. So the sacrifice of Abi Abdullah was what kept Islam, our values, our connection with Allah so strong. You find when Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, was martyred in Kufa, and the news reached the lands of Sham, the lands of Syria, that Amir al-Mu'mineen, the caliph of what is now in the modern day 54 nations, when the news reached the people of Sham that Amir al-Mu'mineen was killed in his prayer in Kufa, they were shocked. The people of Dimashq, they were shocked of Syria. But why were they shocked? People began to say, Ali prays? We didn't know that. Really? This guy known as Ali, that our leader Muawiyah hates, he prays? That's shocking. And he was killed in his prayer? Such was the propaganda of Bani Umayyah. So strong that he had brainwashed the people of Syria into thinking that Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, the brother of Rasulullah, the son-in-law of Rasulullah, he doesn't even pray. It was that shocking to them. So Imam al-Hussein saw no choice in order for him to combat this falsehood, this injustice that was spreading in the lands of his grandfather Rasulullah. He found no choice other than to sacrifice himself and his family. If it were not for the sacrifices of Abi Abdullah, we would not be here today, my dear brothers and sisters. We would not have the values, the golden values of Islam enshrined in our hearts.
يا حسين 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 يا حسين حسين حسين
Lessons of Muharram
يا حسين 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 يا حسين
And today this lesson from Imam al-Hussein, open to forgive. On the night before Ashura, Imam al-Hussein taught us an invaluable lesson on forgiveness. The commander of the opposition army, Hurra Riyahi, intercepted the caravan of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, forcing them to stop in the land of Karbala. While realizing his mistakes, Hur ran to camp of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him, throwing himself at the Imam's feet, pleading for forgiveness. Imam al-Hussein could easily not have forgiven Hur. After all, it was his doing that left the Imam and his caravan in Karbala. However, he forgave him straight away and assured that the Holy Prophet also has forgiven him. This serves as important reminder that you should always forgive someone no matter what they have done for you, if they are sincere in their apology.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
The ending part of today's special. We end this part with the opinion of the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran on the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "It is necessary to hold the mourning ceremonies and narrate the events of Ashura. Some people should not adopt a so-called intellectual position and reject the necessity of these mourning ceremonies. These ceremonies are necessary, and they will always be necessary. Of course, some forms of mourning are unacceptable. For instance, Qamezani, a religiously prohibited ritual in which people cut their foreheads, has been declared haram, and it must not be practiced. That is because Qamezani, or self-flagellation, will make the enemies more insolent and will give them an advantage over those who love the members of the Holy Prophet's household. But the common mourning rituals can increasingly strengthen one's emotional connection to the infallible imams. These rituals are very good." Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. We talked about the benefits of Ziyarat Ashura. It is one of the great gifts from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam to us. When we look at Ziyarat Ashura, one of the lines in the Ziyarat we read, "Ya Aba Abdullah," we address Imam Hussein and say, "Laqad alumat ar-Raziyya." Imam Hussein, surely the tribulation is great. What you suffered on the day of Ashura, what happened in Karbala was truly great. It was a true great calamity that happened upon you. It was true bala. وَجَلَّتْ وَعَظُمَتْ الْمُصِيبَةُ بِكْ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى جَمِيعَ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And substantial, great is your tragedy for us and for all the people of Islam. Meaning that the bala of Imam Hussein is not only for him, that it is also great for us. This tragedy is a tragedy that we share. وَجَلَّتْ وَعَظُمَتْ مُصِيبَتُكْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ عَلَى جَمِيعَ أَهْلِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. And substantial great is your tragedy in the heavens upon the dwellers of the heavens. Therefore, the tragedy of Karbala is not only for Imam Hussein, it is for us. And it is also for the dwellers of heaven. They understand more what Imam Hussein alayhi salam went through. When we think about bala and calamity, we realize that the calamity of Imam Hussein is in such a way that we cannot truly grasp what Imam Hussein went through. Only Imam Mahdi, living right now, only the prophets, only their successors can truly see what happened to Imam Hussein.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue speaking about Imam al-Hussein and learn more about his school of thought. Thank you and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.